Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Should a cheating husband get to name his unborn child? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and let's get right into it because Adriana is on hold and says her husband did her dirty, cheated on her while she was pregnant.
Yikers.
And now says he has every right to name their child, because after all, it's his son. I don't know what, I mean.
Yeah, this is a tough go around, for sure.
Let's get around with us. Hi, good morning, Adriana.
Hey, guys.
Happy Friday. So.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. First off, I hope my story doesn't come off as kind of white trash. And
Well, just rip that Band-Aid right off, sister.
So the original message we got from you on Facebook, first of all, thank you for that. I was very eager to call you, but you sound like you're in a situation where maybe other people have also been in your spot. I don't know, but tell us what exactly has been happening in the last couple of months with you and your is it fiance, husband?
Well, he is my husband, but he's not acting like one.
Right. Oh. What's been going on?
Hope to God my ex isn't listening.
Oh, don't swear. Please.
Okay. He actually thinks cheating on me while I'm 5 months pregnant is just a speed bump in the relationship.
Oh, no.
I love this guy, but, you know, I hate him.
So he cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. How far along are you right now with your pregnancy?
Close to 9 months. This happened like 4 months ago. My piece of husband cheated on me when I was 5 months pregnant.
I'm
swearing again. Yeah, I know. I'm just...
It's okay.
I can't help myself.
Okay, go ahead. Be careful.
I want nothing to do with him for the time being, and he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates.
What's the name of your dad?
He thinks kids will make fun of the name Oscar. I think it's a beautiful name.
I had a buddy in high school named
Oscar. I feel like it's coming back.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Yeah, it's
so fair.
And, you know, he still feels he has a right to name his child as much as I do. He already walked out on us both and gave up his rights when he chose to sleep with another woman.
Yeah, I mean, fair, I guess.
But are you guys still... So what's going on with the relationship?
Are you together?
Yeah, are you living together still?
Yeah, I mean, mostly unless he's, you know, out for the night with another woman.
Okay, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, technically, he still lives here. I haven't thrown him out.
Adriana, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you together or are you not? He cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. He's still living with you. What's the situation here? Are you guys going to, are you divorcing or not?
I guess we should be, but I just still really love him, you know, and I'm carrying his child, and everybody has bad days, and I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt right now.
Right, of course.
Simply don't agree, but okay.
Who's this other woman that he stepped out with?
I'm not really sure. He There's probably more than one. Okay. So,
oh my God.
So that's not a mistake. That's a pattern.
Yeah, he's choosing to do this. It's not. Continue to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, so Adriana, this is all very bizarre, and I appreciate you coming on. But what do you need from us? What are you looking for as far as advice?
I guess what kind of advice I need to know is, does he have just as much right to name the baby as I do?
Not if you're not staying with him.
I mean, we're technically still living together, I guess.
No. Not if you're not going to continue this relationship.
Oh. Well,
are you good, Queen?
I'm going to try to continue. I don't know. It'd be easier if he just stops what he's doing and we continue, but... You guys,
I also want like $10 million, but like, I don't know if that's going to happen for me.
Here's the situation. Maybe a lot of people can agree this morning who are listening this beautiful Friday morning. If you continue to stay with this guy, and it sounds like you are, yes, he has every right to name this child. You wanting to name your baby Oscar after your father sounds like you're just doing it for spite. Or do you genuinely really love that name?
I do love that name. And, you know, my dad's not around anymore. And I feel.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of your father.
Okay, thanks.
Great talk.
Okay, Adriana, you know what? Well, have you been drinking this morning by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No,
I would be. I mean, you're pregnant, so probably not, but...
Well, right. Yeah, I feel like it at times because of him, but...
If your significant other cheated on you when you were pregnant...
Yeah.
Would you allow them to name the baby and give them that opportunity to do so? You're in a tough spot, Adriana. I'm just going to be fully blunt. It sounds like it's time for you to step out on this guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a great father. I don't know him personally, but it sounds like there's a pattern here, like Breezy mentioned. This is a choice. He's continuing to cheat on you, and you're allowing it. What do you think's going to happen when the baby comes? You think he's just going
to
stop?
It's just going to be that much harder. So now you're going to take care of a screaming baby and a screaming husband. You got it. Yeah. You got to cut it.
Yeah.
You guys are right. I know I need to.
And now we've solved all the problems because he's not naming the baby because you're not staying with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, don't you think that people can change?
No. Not if he's done this every night for the past 5 weeks.
Even with a new baby here? Yeah,
that's not going to
this is my there, I said it for today. I'm so sick and tired of people trying to fix marital problems or mental problems or any problem with a baby. Your problems will only elevate with a baby.
Yeah.
So that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We'd love to hear from some of our listeners right now. If you have any advice for our girl, Adriana, here. It sounds like you're going through it. But all you can do is we hope that you could be the best mom you could possibly be for your new son, which it sounds like could be here in any given week, yes?
Yeah, he's due in a few weeks. And
well, congratulations.
I feel like all this is just going to blow up.
It may. But we'll get to some texts coming in here because there's quite a few of them. But I appreciate you call in your original message you sent us on Facebook, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, Adriana. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yikers.
That's tough. Yikes.
Nothing good is going to come out of this with her staying. Nothing.
No.
So, let's get to some of your messages here. We have Laura Wang and says, it just drives me nuts that some people do try to fix all of life's problems with a baby. And I agree with Breezy. It's sad. She needs to get help and leave this guy ASAP. Some people can't be helped because they're in such denial. And she sounds like she may be one of those people. I wish her all the best, though. Go ahead, Breezy.
This person says, it kind of sounds like she doesn't really want to continue the relationship. If he's saying cheating is a bump in the road, that's a red flag. He's not worth it, and he'll more than likely do it again.
Yeah, it's a speed bump, right? According to him. If she stays with this idiot, then yes, he has every right to choose the name of their child. That came in from Paul. And I agree, but she's so invested, and like she said, do you think this is something that could be worked out. You know what I mean? Is it worth fighting for? And she didn't use those exact words, but you can tell she's hanging on.
Yeah. This person says, if they break up and don't live together, then she has a full right to just name the baby. Doesn't seem like that's something that they're doing currently. If they're going to continue to live together, then they both have an equal right to name that baby. So everyone's saying if they're living together and together, obviously.
Yeah.
If not.
That's the argument.
My whole thing about it is like, say they are like, first of all, she's like due tomorrow. So that's interesting. Say they like separate now, but then they end up coming back together and that baby had no part of the husband's choice of name. You know what I mean? So
it sounds like she wants to name it Oscar after her late father, which is probably a good idea. Unfortunately for her, her husband absolutely did not get along with her dad and hated him. So, but who cares what he thinks at this point?
Right.
Adriana, best of luck. We really do wish you the best. That was a wild phone call, but thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. It's Friday. It's Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.